Now,
the rest of the story. Jack woke up in the hospital and he blinked and he shook his head and he tried to remember what in the world was he doing there. A dazed moment later, Jack did remember. Oh, he insisted aloud, not again. And a nurse overhearing him confirmed that indeed it had happened again. What had happened? Well, that's the rest of the story. Began 27 years ago. Jack and his bride Barbara were living in Columbus, Ohio. He was a student at Ohio State. She had recently graduated. It was then September 23, 1961, and it was there at University Hospital that their first child was born. Jack had not witnessed the birth, but shortly thereafter he was taken to the hospital nursery to see his new baby boy. There were a lot of babies in the antiseptic world behind the glass. Cute, aren't they? Said Jack. But then one of the student nurses pointed to a particular crib. That one is yours, she said. An adorable little fellow. And the nurse turned aside momentarily. Just long enough for the new father to pass out cold. And I mean when Jack first saw his infant son, fully realized that it was his son, he simply keeled over backward. He was unconscious before he hit the floor. As he was being revived, Jack grinned sheepishly, protesting that he'd never fainted before in his entire life, and that was true. But it would not be the last time. A little more than a year and a half later, Jack's second son was born in the same hospital, and Jack was then 23. He was thinking what a seasoned old papa he was when the nurse pointed to newborn Stevie, and Jack fainted again. This time, he was in the recovery room longer than his wife, Barbara. 2 years later, same hospital, a daughter arrived. By now the nurses were prepared. And one of them pointed to little Nan, while another nurse stood behind Jack to catch him should he faint and fall. He did, and she did. But now after Jack was revived, this time he vowed that he would be well prepared if there were ever a fourth child. He would not be tested for 4 more years. But he remembered his susceptibility. Accordingly, he brought with him to the nursery viewing room smelling salts. In fact, Jack was standing there with the cap off the bottle of smelling salts, asking which of the newborns was his little Gary, when again the nurse pointed, and again, despite everything, Jack passed out. And then July 24, 1973, along came baby Mike, and nothing happened. This time, the last time, upon seeing his fifth child for the first time, Jack did not keel over, not quite. All of the maternity ward nurses were armed with smelling salts. Jack was immediately helped into a chair, and although he felt faint, he did not faint. After a dozen years and 5 children, Jack at long last had triumphed over the trepidations of fatherhood. Why am I telling you all this? Well, permanently etched in the annals of American athletics is the saga of a rock-solid, much-conquering hero, the winningest athlete in the history of his sport, a cool competitor with unparalleled powers of concentration and nerves of unbendable steel. Colleagues on the professional golf tour have always wondered if there might not be a vulnerable side to the awesome Jack Nicklaus. Well, now they and you know the rest of the story.